Well, after the days of hatching is gone, every one of them starts popping out, and then this fellow comes out big and ugly. And she looked at him. Must have come after his father. And life went on. That baby eagle now is among the little hens. And often the little hens would come and complain to Mama Hen that big brother, it was rough. He can't play like everybody else. He plays rough. To the point that baby eagle came to Mama Hen and said, Mama, am I really your child? Yes, you are. I hatched you. How come I'm different? Mama Hen would have told him, because you are special. And life went on. The other hens grew normal, but he grew bigger, more feathers. One day, you know, they are digging for food. You know how hens go, is scratching, looking for food. Baby eagle is there among the hens. Then a herd of falcons and eagle were flying up, and some of the old timers looked from up there and saw that baby eagle. So he just took a dive and came down. When the other hen saw the eagle come, everybody under the tree. But the fellow stays out. He was fearless. And everybody's screaming, come on in, there's an eagle coming. And he looks, and the fellow asks him, the big falcon, what are you doing here? Why aren't you up there flying with us? Because I'm a hen. Say, what? I'm a hen. No, you're not. You're an eagle. No, I am a hen. And Mom is inside there. Well, seeing that he couldn't convince the young eagle that he was an eagle, the falcon just took off and left. Despite of the fact that that baby eagle had everything that an eagle had, feathers, fingers, body, it lived the rest of its life as a hen because of the way that it perceived itself. It were told that it was a hen, when indeed it was an eagle. Self-image, self-perception is something that can either make your life or break your life. When you go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 7. And you know what? Give me the King James. I don't care. We can do King James tonight. When we go to Proverbs 23, 7, we find the following scriptures. Watch this. And I want you to read it with me. Would you mind to read it with me? For as he thinketh in his heart, eat and drink, say he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Now let's go back to real English. Give me the New King James, brother, please. Thee. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. As he thinks in his heart, so is he. Your self-perception or the perception about yourself will very much decide which course your life will take. If you think of yourself as a sick person, your brain will agree with you and you will become sick. If you think of yourself as someone that will live from paycheck to paycheck because your parents did so, guess what? You will live from paycheck to paycheck. Why are you saying that? Because the book says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Well, what if I think that I'm white and I'm black? Then you need help. It has nothing to do with this. It has to do with self-image. The way that you think about yourself is the way that you're going to ought to be. I always thought of myself as a pilot. From the get-go, there was something about aviation that fascinates me. I don't know, just the freedom to be out there, flying and catch that breeze. Oh, it feels so good. And then you look from everything, from upstairs, and the panoramic view, and then here and there you do some crazy stuff, some crazy stunts. That makes the heart goes 150%, you know, the 150 beats, and then it comes back to 89, 90. Despite of the fact that God called me to ministry to be preaching, I preach, and I enjoy what I do. Flying is still in my blood. So last week, I went to the airport, and it felt so good. I just finished building my little airplane. Tomorrow, I'm going to take the engine one more check on the shop. If all is okay, I'm going to put the engine back. That's the little one. On Saturday, and I'm going to take off again. And then I'm going to fly the whole morning until the tank is empty. What does it got to do with anything? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The self-image that you have about yourself will pretty much determine the kind of success that you have in life. If you've been told that you are a hand, refuse that thought. Why? There's a difference between an eagle and a hand. And the Bible calls you and I eagles, or suggests that we are like eagles. Brother preacher, can you put up that Isaiah chapter 40? I think it's verse 31. Isaiah 40, 31. Would you care to read it with me? But those who wait on the Lord, they shall mount up like eagles. They shall run. They shall walk. You are actually an eagle, not a hen. So I start thinking about eagles. Let me tell you something here. Maybe you already know that. I am the one who doesn't, but I want to throw it up anyway. What are some of the few distinctive qualities of an eagle? Did you know that an eagle have powerful vision? If you ever happen to see an eagle sitting high above the tree on a cliff of a steep mountain, watch closely and see how attentive the bird is. The eagle body sits still, and the head will be tilted side to side to observe what is happening below. Did you know that? Around and also above it. Even if it is flying close by, you can observe how keen its eyes are, looking for its prey. Eagles have a keen vision. Their eyes are especially designed for long-distance focus and clarity. They can spot another eagle soaring from 50 miles away. And this is why I will not accept cataract. No, Glauco. You and I are to be able to see far away as the eagle does. What are you talking about? He said, they shall run. No, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. Amen? You're not a hen. If you have that self-perception, destroy it. You shall mount like eagles. Mount up with wings like eagles. So eagles have powerful vision. And it can see 50 miles away. That means if there's another eagle coming in York, Pennsylvania, the eagle here in BCFC will see that eagle coming. Isn't that something? Number two, eagles are fearless. Yet on the subject of vision, you and I, as Bible-believing people, ought to be able to see on the supernatural when it is coming. Amen? Eagles are fearless. What do you mean? They are fearless. An eagle will never surrender to the size or strength of its prey. It will always give a fight to win its prey or regain its territory. And they have remarkable hunting strategy. Many times eagles will prey, P-R-E-Y, not P-R-A-Y, will prey on goats. Did you hear what I said? They will prey on goats much larger than itself by throwing them off of the cliff face. They are fearless. You and I, as Bible-believing people, have no business to be afraid of demons or anything else. Another thing that is peculiar to eagles are tenacious. Did you know that? What do you mean they are tenacious? Watch an eagle when a storm comes. When the other birds fly away from the storm with fear, an eagle spreads its mighty wings and uses the current to soar to greater heights. And the eagle takes advantage of the very storm that lesser birds fear and head for cover. In other words, what seems tough for the other birds, the eagle will use for its own benefit. And I don't think that we should be complaining because things didn't go the way that we wanted to go. Use it for your own benefit. Why not? Remember, you're not a hen. Eagles are high flyers. What do you mean? Eagles can fly up to an altitude of 10,000 feet. Here comes the icing on the cake. They are able to swiftly land on the ground. In other words, it's at 10,000 feet, but if this is the prey, it comes all the way down. At 10,000 feet, you will never find another bird. If you find any other bird at 10,000 feet, it has to be an eagle. And here's the most beautiful thing I like about the eagle. An eagle does not mingle around with pigeons. What's the big deal? Pigeons scavenge on the ground and grumble and complain all day long. Did you see the noise of a bunch of pigeons together? They complain the whole day. Eagles are not like that. They fly and make less noise, waiting for the opportunity to strike their next prey or glide with the current of the storm. We should be careful that, like the pigeons, we don't get mixed up with the wrong crowd. It is always complaining, grumbling, and fussing about everything. And another thing about pigeons, they always make a big mess. Take a look at your car in the morning. Here another precious thing about eagles. Eagles never eat dead meat. Did you know that? Eagles never eat dead meat. An eagle will never eat a dead meat. In other words, an eagle does not scavenge. It only eats the meat from the prey it kills itself. Eagles eat raw and fresh meat. Isn't that great? You don't have to live or feed on the dead life of the past. Fresh dough from heaven on a daily basis. The fact that God, when the Israelites were complaining that they want meat and they want bread, they were tired of that thing. When they complained for bread, God sent them every day. Y'all remember that? Did you notice that God said, don't keep the leftover from this day to the leftover from today, today's dough, to another day? Why not? Because God wants you to trust Him at all times. And He'll do it. So there was a bozo in there that was a Baptist. So he collected as much as he could, prepared the food and ate, and then he took half of the dough and kept. Next morning, his tent was stinking and full of worms. God wants you and I, eagles, for God, to have fresh dough from heaven every day. We are not supposed to be eating dead meat. God wants to feed us every day with bread from heaven. One more quality of the eagle. Eagle possesses vitality. What do you mean by that? Eagles are full of life. And I would say that eagles are visionary. Yet they find time to look back at their life and re-energize themselves. What do you mean by that? This happens at about the age of 30, and some scientists will say 40, some will even say 50 years. What happens at that time? Well, what happens is that when the eagles reach 30, in some cases 40, their physical body condition deteriorates fast, making it difficult for them to survive. What is really interesting is that the eagle never gives up living. Does anybody listen to me here? Eagles will never give up living. Instead, it retreats to a mountaintop and over a 5-month period go through what science calls a metamorphosis. How does that happen? It knocks off its own beak by banging it against a rock. The eagle will pluck out its talons and then feathers. Each stage produces a regrowth of the removed body parts, allowing the eagle to live for another 30 or 40 years. Isn't that interesting? How can we be like the eagles? Brother preacher, can you put up the Romans chapter 12? Verse 1 and 2. You are not a hen. You are an eagle. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, can you imagine? Eagle is 40 years old. She goes to the top, the highest mountain it can find, sits on the top, and then knocks its beak, bang, 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 until it breaks off. And then it grows back. Once that is done, it goes on and starts plucking up its feather. Within the period of 5 months, that eagle is back again in the game. And it will live again another 40 years. The Bible says, I am beseeching you to present your bodies, huh? As a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. It's only reasonable for you to present your body. And then he goes on and says, do not be conformed to this world, to what is going out there. Other birds get old, and when they can't fly anymore, they kind of get all sad, and it's picked up by another scavenger and is killed, not the eagle. The eagle will not do what the other birds does. He says, don't be conformed to this world, but like the eagle, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It has to come in here. The self-image that you have of yourself is going to very much determine how your life is lived. We've got to be transformed. Our minds got to be renewed. We cannot allow the old lifestyle, the old life, or whatever is happening around us to dictate our faith. We're supposed to be transformed in our mind. Once that is done, we can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Knowing the will of God doesn't come by blah, blah, blah. It comes by believing that God can do what He does. And allowing our minds to be transformed from the daily nonsense that is out there today. And I'll give you one more thing about the eagles. Eagles nurture their young ones. They nurture their own. Believe this or not, eagles are known for their aggression. They are ferocious. What is more astonishing with this bird is their ability to nurture their young ones. Research has shown that no member of the bird family is more gentle and attentive to its young ones than the eagles. How do you like that? Despite of the fact of being a ferocious bird, a killer by nature, research has proven that no member of the family bird, not the little birds, not the pigeons or doves, none is as gentle and lovingly to its young ones as the eagles are. And there's a lesson for us here, folks. Doesn't the Bible say that we should treat each other with tender love? Doesn't the Bible tell us that we should be kind to one another? Doesn't the Bible tell us that we should prefer one another in love? There's a lesson to be learned here. Remember, you are an eagle, not a dove.
The eagle among the bird family is the more gentle and the more attentive to its young ones than any other bird. How does that happen? When the mother eagle sees that time has come for it to teach the eaglets to fly, she gathers an eaglet onto her back. And spreading her wings, she flies high. Suddenly, she swoops out from under the eagle and allows it to fall. As it falls, it gradually learns what its wings are made for. Huh? Until the mother catches it once again. And the process is repeated. If the young eagle is slow to learn or coward, she returns it to the nest and begins to tear it apart until there's nothing left for the eagle to cling to. Then she nudges him off the cliff. Woohoo!
What'd you say? Yeah. Some birds, like some of us, are lazy. So mama eagle is going to pick them up, go 10,000 feet, get off from under it, and it will be fighting. About to crash, she goes and pick him up. Let's go up, boy. Let's do it again. 3-4 times. The poor guys are like, oh, mommy, I can do this. All right, we'll do it tomorrow. If the learning process is 7 days and you didn't get in 7 days, is that right? Yeah, all right. She brings it to the nest, then she starts destroying the nest. Until there's no more nest. Mom, what are you doing? You gotta learn to fly in one way or the other. And then at last, she'll just pick it up and throw it off the cliff. Now, the bird can't understand the science of this. And that's when the guy said, well, I don't have any more nest. Mom just destroyed it. And I've been thrown off of the cliff. I better learn to fly. By then, it will take off because it has been already taking lessons with mom for 7 days. You're supposed to be flying now, you little weasel. But you're lazy. I'll show you. Destroy the nest. Everything. Then pick it up, throw it off from the cliff. Then the fellow has to learn to fly. Nurture. It nurtures its young ones. Your perception of yourself will pretty much determine how happy your household will be. How happy your life will be. Let me tell you this in closing tonight. You are not a hen. Has anybody heard what I said?
Yes.
There's no Bible on the verse that says that you shall grow up wings like a hen. Are you with me here? You are an eagle. I'm not an eagle, I'm a human. That's right. But you're supposed to have the characteristics of an eagle. And those of you that are planning to live only 50, 60 years, take a hint with the eagle. Go for 80 or 100. Well, I'm already half of my life. All this strength is gone. Maybe it's time for some serious renewing on your way of thinking. Maybe it's time for some serious renewing of your mind. Everybody in my street is dying. So go die with them. Or be like the eagle. You start getting rid of the junk that is putrefying and falling apart. And let God grow within you and I. The new man, the new thing, the new us.
So that at the age of 50 or 60 or 70, we will be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, I think that we just start living now, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. We are enjoying living right now. Now life starts beginning. When you first get married and, you know, you're kind of dumb, and when you have a truckload of kids, you're kidding yourself to raise your kids, and then they grow up to go their own way and do whatever they want. And what happened? Where did time go? Now I'm 50, I'm already old. No, I'm not. Excuse me, you are old. I'm getting renewed like the eagle. Amen. So now I can go flying, flip the plane upside down, as long as Marsha is not in. I can go swim if we want. We can go boat fishing. Can you watch my kids? No. You watch your kids. I'll watch mine. I mean, we can take them for a day, spoil them, and send them back home, right? But 50, people say when you come to 40, you, how do they say? You went crossover?
Over the hill.
Over the hill, right? No, baby, I'm just, I'm not over the hill. I'm on the top of the hill. And I'm going to be looking from up there. And let my strength be renewed by God. I will still be lovely, like the eagle is. I was fascinated when I read that this thing could go 10,000 feet. You have no idea. I wish I could take all of you, one by one. And when we get to 4,000 feet, and you look down below here, oh, it's so gorgeous. You see the whole thing. And the night is even better. The view from up there is so gorgeous. Somebody paid an hour flight, helicopter flight for me on my birthday. So I waited until it got less cold, and I went. And the pilot took off from Martin State Airport, and he went to one of the islands that is owned by the Democrats on the Chesapeake Bay. There was a little piece of island there, and they took all the debris from Baltimore City, put it in a ferry boat, and start. And literally, there's an island right there. And then, I said, wow, this is awesome. Dude, can you come here? He said, as long as we don't land. Yes, we can. Said, by the way, I know the guy who runs the island. If I would land, he would not give us a trouble. No, 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 no. So we flew from Martin State to this island. It's about 20 minutes. And then he came down to 500 feet. And that was one of the most awesome flying experience I had. We had the cockpit open. So I'm holding one stick, he's holding the other stick. And we're coming, said, you want to see something? I said, yes. He went to a foxhole. He knows the place. And then he came down. When we get to about 100 feet, foxes just shoot out all directions. And they were red. So, wow! And then he decided to chase the bigger one. And he's flying. We are about 100 feet off the ground. And this poor fox is running all over the place. That was awesome. And then when we pull up, and he went up 500 feet, and all the foxes are looking up there, what in the world is this? And then they start regrouping again. As an eagle, when you are up there, you see things in a different way. Things are more beautiful. And you will be able to see the bigger picture that you can't see when you're a hen and you are down here digging dirt to get a worm. Amen?
Amen.
You are an eagle, not a hen. Amen? May God bless you.